And we cross now to Ben Reed from Ian Reed Buyer and Vendor Advocates. Ben, good morning to you. How's the real estate world looking?
It's looking pretty good, Darren, but the winter chill's starting to set in. According to CoreLogic, prices in Melbourne have slipped around 0.2% in the last month. They've come back just a little bit. I think this is a reflection of the fact that we've just got more stock that's sitting on the market at the moment. We're sitting approximately 13% above the five-year average. So this allows stock levels to accumulate, reducing a little bit of buyer urgency and providing buyers with some more options.
So how would you describe buyer sentiment and seller sentiment then? Are people holding off because it costs more to service your debts and mortgages? What do you think?
Oh, I think undoubtedly that, you know, with many household budgets that are really stretched at the moment, cost of living, increased debt servicing, we're definitely seeing, 6 months ago, a lot of the higher-end properties, I think a lot of those buyers were getting in before interest rates and their mortgages really kicked up, whereas I think now the impact of that has come back, and we're definitely seeing that as the price levels come down, there is greater competition, with the top end of the market probably feeling it the most at the moment.
Right. Take us to last week's results. Softer when compared to 12 months ago, Ben.
Yeah, 842 auctions were reported last weekend. Clearance rate at 55%. Now, we've seen clearance rates hover somewhere between 50 and 60% over the last 4 to 8 weeks. That's probably as low as we've consistently seen it for a couple of years. Last week, there were 310 properties that sold on auction day, 128 selling before. We also saw a pretty healthy volume of private sales of 1,180 properties transacted by private negotiation.
And much on today?
The REIV are expecting approximately another 1,000 auctions, so a busy weekend. 298 suburbs at least have got one auction today. The top auction location, as we often see, is Reservoir with 23, followed by Glen Waverley 16, Mickleham 16, Craigieburn 14, as well as Richmond.
Run us through the top house, say Whopper in Mount Waverley, Ben.
Yeah, big one. 3 Portsmouth Street in Mount Waverley. Kerry Huang from JRW Property was the selling agent for this one. And this sold for $3.91 million. It was a 5-bedroom home, big French provincial, should I say, home on 782 square metres. And we have seen a few of these selling into the $4 million, or 4 to 4.5. So also a reflection that competition at this top end dropped just a little bit.
Top unit, Carnegie, which whenever I look at it, I think Carnegie, because there was a journalist who moved
over. French. French Olympics. Carnegie.
I had a colleague who moved over from Perth and called it Carnegie the first time she saw it written. So,
oh, we had a newsreader here. Remember the Octet Teddy Mines story? He called it the OK Teddy Mine. during a news bulletin once.
Back to you, Ben.
Yeah. 151B Oakley Road in Carnegie. And this one, it was a 4-bedroom townhouse, almost brand new by the looks of things. It had a deep block, a deep setback, so it had a nice big front yard as well as a decent backyard. A contemporary townhouse, 4-bed, 3-bath, 2-car townhouse, and it sold for $2,068,000, which for Oakley Road, which is a bit of a thoroughfare, that seems like a pretty good price.
Yeah, take us to Tarneit for the bargain house. Someone's scored a family size property for, not a bad price there for them, Ben.
Yeah, 26 Tableland Road in Tarneit. Sonu Bell from Bell Real Estate was the selling agent for this property. It was a 3-bedroom home on a really compact block, 150 square metres, so not a big one. Plenty of first home buyers and investors were looking at this one. This one sold before auction after being quoted $430,000 to $470,000. Sold towards the bottom end of the quoted range, $435,000 with just the one offer.
And bring us home, like Usain Bolt down the straight, Ben, bargain unit.
Yes.
5 at 21 Allen Street, Noble Park, a 1-bedroom apartment in a 1960s complex. There would have been probably 8 to 10 units within the block, and this one sold for $219,000.
Great work, Ben. Ben Reed from Ian Reed Buyer and Vendor Advocates. You have a great day. And up next...